lasered foul right off the third base grandstands and down in front of the rafter dugout. Count begins 0-1. Nothing and one the count. The left-hander Huffman came in to relieve Matthew Lopez an inning ago. The next delivery with 8 on the pitch clock. Off speed, just missing the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Matthew Lopez's line is final. A battle of the Matthews today. Matthew Hurd on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids. Lopez towing the slab for Lakeshore. Lopez, 74 pitches, 3 2/3 innings, 10 hits allowed, 6 runs all were earned. He won 1 to Boston, rolled over on the ground to second base. Council gloves and throws to first in time. 2 up, 2 down, a couple of ground outs generated by Ross Huffman here in the fifth. Lopez walked one and struck out one. Six nothing Rats with Cashel Duggar. The first pitch to Cashel. Now this is low and away. Count begins 1-0. Top of the order on deck, Owen McElfatrick. Duggar a ground out to first back in the second inning and a ground out to second in the fourth. Duggar rolls over the 1-0 pitch on the ground to second. Brady Council for the second straight time will glove and throw to first to retire the side. 3 ground outs for Huffman. He works a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth inning. We're halfway home. Here in Wisconsin Rapids in a pitching change for the top of inning number 6, Nick Paulson to enter the fray, and he'll get the 8-9-1 spots in the Lakeshore order when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is old.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Nick Paulson, the southpaw out of UW Stevens Point, will take over for Matt Hurd as we enter the top of inning number 6 in Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters 6, Chinooks nothing in game 1 of this series. First pitch to Dom Kibler from Paulson misses inside for ball 1. Andy Ockham joining you back up here in the Witterfield press box. On your home for all 70 Rafter baseball games this summer, WFHR. 1-0 to Kibler, misses low and away. 2 balls, no strikes, the count now on the Chinook catcher. Kibler a ground out to Owen McElfatrick at second base. In the third inning, he's 0-1. Paulson set the 2-0. This one, misses high. 3 straight balls from the left-hander out of the Rafter bullpen. Matt Hurd, 5 shutout innings of tremendous work today in his first start at Witter Field. 2 hits allowed, no walks issued, 7 strikeouts on 66 pitches. 3-0 to Kibler in there for a called strike. This will be appearance number 9 of the season for Paulson. He's split pretty evenly between starts and bullpen outings. Last through 4 innings of one-run ball here at home against Wausau in the 4-2 loss on a Monday. Heads up on the 3-1 pitch. That one hit off the side of the press box. Do we have another dent? I'm trying to look and see if we have one, but almost a play on the ricochet by our bat boy here tonight, Ashton Crocker, right down near home plate. An interesting way to make it a 3-2 count, the payoff here from Paulson. This is high for ball 4. Kibler aboard for the first time today. It's a 6-pitch walk to begin this 6th inning. No runs on 2 hits, no errors for Lakeshore. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters plating 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the fourth. Paulson back to work here. Connor Henning's out of the 9 spot. The first pitch to Hennings misses high. Hennings struck out swinging against Hurd in his first trip to the plate of the contest back in the 3rd inning. 8:06 local time, just about an hour and a half into the ball game, and we're already in the top of the 6th. Paulson's 1-0. This one fouled away down the first base side, count evening at a ball and a strike. Paulson's been tremendous in the second half, 8 innings of one-run ball. I'm allowing that one run on Monday to Wausau. He went 4 scoreless to begin the second half, piggybacking off Bryson Moore's second start with the club at the Duck Pond in Madison. So 1-0 Rafter loss where Paulson allowed 4 hits. He walked one and struck out one and faced 16 Mallard hitters. 1-0 to Hennings. Delayed swing on that one. Chops it foul down the first base side. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Hennings from Iowa. A 237 hitter in 26 games so far this summer. Paulson looks in ahead in the count. We'll see what he goes with here on the 1-2. But that'll wait as a pickoff move is in order to check in on Kibler at first base. A home run yesterday. Henning split in both games of the doubleheader against Fond du Lac. It was a split doubleheader between the Dock Spiders and the Chinooks. Game 1 to Fondy, 13-11. Game 2 to Lakeshore, 5-2. He 1-2, swing and a miss. Hennings down on strikes to begin this 6th inning. Top of the order for the 3rd time. Lefty on lefty battle to get underway here between the center fielder Griffin Cameron and Nick Paulson. Cameron broke the perfect game up of Hurd after Matt went 9 up, 9 down against this Lakeshore order. He bunted his way aboard back to lead off the top of the 4th inning. First pitch to Cameron, misses down in the dirt for ball 1. Cameron began the ball game going down swinging against Hurd in the first. Hurd struck out the first 5 hitters he faced here tonight. And the first time around the order, he punched out half a dozen. Paulson comes set, looking for a ground ball here, the 1-0. Misses high for ball 2. The offensive highlights for Wisconsin Rapids today, it's the top 3 of the order. Owen McElfatrick, 3-for-3, or I should say 2-for-2 in 3 plate appearances, but he's been aboard all 3 times, and he has scored 3 of the 6 Rafter runs. Dugatti has scored the other 2 and has got 3 hits. The 2-0 fouled back by Cameron. Chris Arroyo, 1-for-1 in 3 plate appearances, drew a 6-pitch walk and scored in the first, had a sack fly in the second, and an RBI single in the 4th. The top 3rd really getting it done tonight. Coming through like they've been expected to. The 2-1 pitch home here from Paulson. He steps off the back of the rubber and fires another pickoff move over to first base. Look at the rest of the month, the Michigan trip to come. Wausau for a home and home next week. Lakeshore for a home and home then to follow right before the 3-day All-Star break. 2-1, fouled back by Cameron. Count evens at 2-2. And post-All-Star break, it's these Chinooks again on the road. Madison for a home-and-home. And then we end July with a home-and-home again against Wausau. 8 times against those Woodchucks here in July and in the second half. August, it's a lot of Green Bay. 2 at home, 2 on the road. Kalamazoo comes to town twice. The Minnesota Mud Puppies are welcomed into Winter Field. in a home-and-home with Fondi. 2-2. Missing up and away, full count drawn from Cameron in his third trip to the plate here tonight. We'll see if Kibler goes, the catcher on first base, not the fleas to foot. The hit and run could be in motion here for the Chinooks, trailing by six here in the sixth. There he goes. This one hit in the air center field. Kibler's going to have to retreat back to first base as Aiden Teal camps underneath it to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Ethan Hindle has gone down swinging in both at-bats here tonight. Happy to see someone else other than Matt Hurd out on the mound. Strikeouts for Hindle were in the first and fourth innings. When we get to the home half of the sixth for Wisconsin Rapids, it's top of the order. McElfatrick, DeGaudi, and Arroyo. Paulson set the first pitch to Hindle. Breaking ball and a beauty. It's there for a called strike. Brady Council on deck. Joey Narrett to follow. Paulson set. Middle to third base side of the rubber. Long look at first, the 0-1. Another swing and a miss from Hindle. No balls and two strikes here on the Chinook third baseman. Was a leadoff walk drawn by Kibler, but since a strikeout and a flyout for Paulson, looking for a scoreless first inning out of the stable here tonight. The 0-2, runner takes off. This one misses high. Duggar's thrown down to second, is on the money, but McElfatrick took a spill while receiving the throw. Unable to apply what would have been an extremely acrobatic tag, Kibler steals second. That's where he'll stay on a 1-2 count now to Ethan Hindle. Ashel Duggar was ready to throw out his catching counterpart, but Kibler wins the battle this round. The 1-2 pitch from the Balsam Lake native. Breaking ball, fouled straight back. Another beautiful night for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. A lot more home action in the second half compared to the first. 20 home games in half two versus the 16 we had in the month of June and the very end of May. The next 1-2, this one hit in the air, shallow center field. It draws McElfatrick back in the second baseman. We'll call everyone off in the area code to make the grab to retire the side. Nick Paulson issues a leadoff walk, but works around it and has a scoreless first inning out of the pen tonight. 6-0 the score to the home half of inning six we go, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we...
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six, it's the top of the Raptor order to get us going here at historic Witter Field. Raptor six, Chinooks nothing on this beautiful Friday night. Ross Huffman back out on the mound. The first pitch to Owen McElfatrick is in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham back here with you on Raptors Radio up in the broadcast booth. No runs on two hits, no errors for Lakeshore. Six runs on 10 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Huffman's 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 here on McElfatrick, who has reached in all three of his plate appearances here today. Owen singled and scored in the first and fourth innings. Met in between that was when he was hit by a pitch. Later scored in the second. The 0-2 delivery from Huffman. This one hit sharply on the ground over to short, charging in off the chest, and there's no play to be made. Gabe Kostler couldn't hang with the hop. Owen McElfatrick's aboard now in all four of his plate appearances here tonight. We'll see how it goes down in the official scores department, but you can't deny Owen McElfatrick's ability to get on base tonight has been awesome. It will be an E6 on Rossler. Dugatti's 3-for-3 tonight, right off a all-star selection, singling in all of his at-bats. Infield single in the fourth. Scored in innings 1 and 4. It's the first pitch to Dugatti, misses low and away. But the Roll Rats chance getting underway here at Witter Field. The 1-0 will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on McElfatrick at first base. McElfatrick, a healthy leadoff first, being held on by Mason Schwalbach. The 1-0. That one misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. The count now on the Raptor right fielder. As we look across the Northwoods League today, some doubleheaders off rescheduling, so already having some seven-inning finals. Wilmar Stingers at home, defeating the St. Cloud Rocks 4-2 at Bill Taunton Stadium. 2-0 breaking ball, catching the outside corner from Huffman, makes it 2-1. Wausau on the road at Hare Baker Field, seven-inning doubleheader with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Woodchucks 9, Fondy 4 in the day cap today. The 2-1 from Huffman. Pickoff move, giving McElfatrick a look at first base. Bottom seven on ESPN Plus at MCCU Field. Hey, we'll be there just a few days from now. That's in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks trailing the Rockford Rivets 10-4. Here comes the 2-1 from Huffman. Runner takes off for second. Dugatti rolls this one over in the hole to short. Rossler backhanded, fielded all the way to first in time. Dugatti just unable to beat it out. It is a 6-3 put out for the first out in this inning. We have a delay at Homer Stryker Field in Kalamazoo. We hope to not have that when we're there Sunday and Monday. Growlers trailing the Leprechauns 2-1. 1-1 on ESPN Plus in Indiana, top of the ninth. Kokomo and Traverse City in a bit of a pitcher's duel. The staff's battling it out here today. It's 1-1. Lefty on lefty battle. Chris Arroyo's been swinging a good bat here tonight. The first pitch from Huffman. Breaking ball, chasing away as Chris. Count begins 0-1. Arroyo drew a six-pitch walk and scored in the first, sack fly in the second, and had an RBI single his last time up in the fourth inning. 8-2 in Minnesota at Wade Stadium, the Duluth Huskies, in the bottom of the sixth, taking down the Eau Claire Express. The 0-1 pitch bounced outside. Good block by Kibler. Count evens 1-1. Two runs on a hit and three errors. A very odd-looking runs, hits, and errors score for Express, and eight runs on five hits and an error for Duluth. My yard card selection is in the on-deck circle, that being Max McGuire, who loves seeing left-handed pitching here at Witter Field. Huffman peers into Kibler, a 1-1 count, leading off second Owen McElfatrick. Gabe Rossler working in behind him. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Arroyo tardy on that one. It's now 1-2. Top six at Mayo Field. The Waterloo Bucks make the trek to take on the Rochester Honkers. They lead it 4-0. Just one hit for the Bucks. They're four runs. Rochester out hitting Waterloo. The Honkers leading that division entering tonight. The 1-2. This one bounced in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens two balls and two strikes on the Raptor left fielder. 1-0 top seven. The Mankato Moondogs and Bismarck Larks in the bit of a pitcher's duel. Mankato hosting the All-Star game this year. They have a run on 10 hits and two errors. No runs on two hits and an error for Bismarck. 2-2 the count here on Chris Arroyo with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The payoff. Misses low and away. Kibler back picked to second. The throw down is not in time. Bottom second at Corbett Field. The Badlands Big Sticks making the trek to take on the Minot Hot Tots. It is currently 1-0 Badlands. 4-0 at Simmons Field. The 1-7 Green Bay Rockers and the 3-7 Kenosha Kingfish. Green Bay ahead 4-0. 4 runs on 8 hits for Green Bay. No runs on 2 hits for the Kingfish. 3-2 pitch coming here to Arroyo with 3 on the pitch clock. This one misses up and in for ball 4. Arroyo aboard for the third time tonight. It's a 6-pitch free pass that puts runners on first and second for Max McGuire. Game 2 of that doubleheader between St. Cloud and Wilmar going on right now at Bill Taunton Stadium. Bottom second, the Rocks and the Stingers all knotted up at 3 apiece. Same thing, game 2 of the doubleheader in Fond du Lac. Wausau leading the Dock Spiders 3-0. In a rescheduled game postponed north of the border at Port Arthur Stadium, the La Crosse Loggers and Thunder Bay Border Cats will play 2 tomorrow. First pitch to McGuire. This is down in the dirt on top of the plate, bouncing away from Kibler. He has no idea where the ball is. It rolled up the back screen of the home plate club. Both runners will get an extra 90 regardless. McElfatrick to third, Arroyo on second. 2 ducks on the pond and a 1-0 count with one out to the cleanup hitter, Max McGuire. One of the 3 Rafter All-Stars is 0-3 today, but he did drive in a run back in the first, that off a 5-3 putout. Ethan Hindle making the throw to retire Max. The entire Lakeshore infield is in. Hindle and Rossler on the left side, Brady Council and Schwalbach on the right side. The 1-0 delivery. This is for ball 2 on McGuire. Jack Matthey on deck, Teal to follow. McGuire looking for 1 delivery and 1 delivery only. 2-0. Fastball missing away. 3 ball. Oh! I've been duped again. Hudson Boucher calling that one a strike. It's 2-1. It's the first time that's happened to me tonight. How about that? McGuire's still ahead here. The 2-1. This one chopped on the ground. Right side, it's through for a base hit. McElfatrick in to score. Arroyo in as well. McGuire a wide turnaround first. He'll have to get back in there safely, and he will. A 2-run single for Max McGuire. His first hit of the ball game makes it 8-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Party continues here at Witter Field. Mo Hill comes into town. This is how you do it. Plating 8 runs. Still just 1 out here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jack Matthey, 2-for-3 in the ballgame with a couple of RBI hits. Singled in a run in the first and in the fourth. First pitch to Matthey misses away. No action in the Lakeshore bullpen. Huffman's their guy for the foreseeable future. That was his 33rd toss of the ballgame out of the stable. Nick Paulson working a scoreless top of the 6th inning. His first frame in relief here tonight. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner, called a strike. Jack Matthey as well loves seeing left-handed pitching here at Witter Field. All 6 of his round trippers this summer have been right here at this yard. The 1-1. So misses down the dirt, blocked by Kibler out in front of him. Count 2-1 now on the Rafter DH. Matthey has been the designated hitter a lot as of recent. Cashel Duggar getting a majority of the starts behind home plate. Huffman gets set, agreeing on his signals from Kibler. 2-1. This one popped up in the air, shallow right field. Drawing out is Brady Council. Coming in on it is Connor Hennings. An interesting route to make that grab in shallow right for the second out of the inning. Aiden Teal, 1-for-3 in the ball game. He'll get another lefty-on-lefty battle here with Huffman. Teal went down swinging against Huffman to end the 4th inning. Also a base hit for Aiden back in the 3rd. He flew out to center in the 1st. Set is Huffman, the first pitch to the Rafter center fielder. Fouled straight back. Schaefer on deck, representing the beginning of the bottom third of the Rafter order for the third time tonight. McGuire, leadoff first, being held on by Schwalbach. The 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled back again by Teal. He's in the hole here at nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. McGuire on first after a big two-run single here in this home half of inning six. The payoff pitch home from Ross Huffman to Aiden Teal. That fastball misses low and away. Now for the Raptors, three in the first, one in the second, two in the fourth, and two in the sixth. Huffman's 1-2 pitch. This one ripped up the middle and threw for a base hit. Teal's second hit of the ballgame will send McGuire first to second. Two aboard, two down for Grayson Schaefer here in the sixth. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer in the Rapids area is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Prior to the first pitch to Grayson Schaefer, the home plate umpire Hudson Boucher cleaning off the dish for the Nichols State commit. Schaefer 1-for-3 tonight, had his RBI single back in the first inning, one of three runs brought home for the Raptors. Flew out to center in the third, grounded out to third back in the fifth. First pitch to Schaefer. This one ripped on the ground, that's going to get through into left center field. McGuire's in to score, Teal stays put at second. Another RBI single tonight for Grayson Schaefer, makes it 9-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs here in the home half of the sixth for Wisconsin Rapids. They bring their eighth hitter to the plate this inning, and it's Trotter Boston. Boston 0-for-3 in the ballgame, looking to change that right now. Trotter, a flyout to right field to end the first inning, a warning track shot where the Raptors left two on in the frame. He grounded out to short in the third and to second an inning ago in the fifth. Huffman looks back at second. The first pitch home to the Tabor College Blue Jay. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Raptors have left six on the bases thus far. Went down 1-2-3 an inning ago. Two left on for Lakeshore. They went down in order, and Hurd faced the minimum in the first four innings tonight. The 0-1. That one misses low and outside. Kicks off the glove of Kibler to the backstop. Each runner will take 90 feet. That is Teal heading to third, Schaefer to second. These are the Raptors we've been accustomed to seeing. And it was something as well that I was able to go back and watch Cullen Kapoor over on the TV side interview Tom Zaglowski after the game yesterday, one of the assistant coaches here on Kirk Schreider's staff. And it's the Woodchucks. They're a good ball club, and they play the Raptors tough every time they see them. We talked about so far the 5-5 second half record through 10 games. They're 1-1 against Madison, 0-4 against Wausau, and 4-0 against Green Bay. 1-1 pitch, hit on the line into left field, right to Joey Narrett to make the grab and retire the side. Raptors once again in this ballgame, they score three times after sending eight to the plate. 9-0 the score through six innings of play at Witter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey, baseball fans, Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Already in the top of the seventh inning, this game isn't even 2 hours old yet from historic Witter Field. Raptors 9, Chinooks nothing in game one of this two-game series. First pitch from Nick Paulson back out on the mound at Brady Council, misses high for ball one. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, back with you here as always. Up in the Winterfield press box on WFHR, game 44 of our 70-game slate this summer. 1-0 pitch hit high in the air, deep left field, but well foul. Council hit that one out of the yard, out near a parking lot beyond the playground in left field, but it was well foul of the pole. Count evens a ball in a strike on the Chinook second baseman. Council 0 for 2 today, a strikeout in the first and a flyout to center back in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch misses high for ball two. Paulson came in the top of inning six to replace Matt Hurd after five scoreless frames were worked tonight from the North Georgia right-hander. The 2-1. This one misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. Now the count. Council, Narrett, Council this inning. 3-4-5. Brady, Joey, and Jack do up here against the left-hander. Nick Paulson set the 3-1 delivery with 10 on the pitch clock. Chopped on the ground. Foul down the third baseline. No runs on two hits and an error for the Chinooks. 9 runs on 13 hits and no errors for your Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids putting up 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the fourth, and they just added 3 half an inning ago in the bottom of the sixth. 3-2 to Council is fouled away. Bird and Paulson today, tomorrow's probable starter, the right-hander from Fairfax, Virginia, and the University of Virginia, Bryson Moore. Be Moore's fourth start of the summer, second here at Witter. 3-2 to Council. Slow tapper on the ground, left side. Schaefer charging in from third. Backhands, throws to first in time. As easy as it comes for Grayson Schaefer. Nice looking play there for the Boise, Idaho native. One up, one down for Paulson here in the seventh. Joey Narrett steps into the left-handed batter's box, bringing a 1-for-2 evening to this battle. Narrett went down swinging in the second. He singled off Hurd back in the fifth. The most recent hit from a Chinook. First pitch breaking ball from Paulson misses inside. No action in the Raptor bullpen. The combination of Hurd and Smoot, which we saw Sunday, being split up. The 1-0 pitch hit in the air left field. Sends Arroyo turning him all sorts of ways. Hanging around, though. Sticking out his right paw is Chris to make the grab. Two up, two down here in the seventh inning. Chris ran a little too far to his left and had to turn around to his right and stick his glove up to make that catch. And I say splitting up Moore and Paulson along with splitting up Hurd and Smoot. That was the two that threw on Sunday. Moore and Paulson have put great work in together since Moore joined the team as a piggyback in terms of who's pitching 4 innings each, but having to split it up after Hurd left the game early. They didn't want to risk that again with Hurd coming off injury, and that left Smoot in the bullpen to pick up a lot of innings Sunday afternoon. 0-1 the count on Jack Council. The next pitch is sprayed foul down the first base line. And by doing this, you know Moore and Paulson can each give you 4 without a problem in terms of not being able to find the zone, and they're both relatively healthy. The 0-2 coming in here to the DH Council. That one misses up and away. And while it would have been nice to see Moore and Paulson go to work again tomorrow, it's understandable why Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears went with the split. Gives each pitcher a chance to shine in their own right and help out other parts of the staff. The 1-2 to Council misses high, 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count now. Jack in this ball game, 0-for-2, a strikeout in the first. He flew out in the fifth. The payoff pitch, here it comes. Council pops this one up in the air. Foul territory, first base side, Duggar and McGuire giving chase. It is Max out in front of the Lakeshore dugout to make the grab and retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Nick Paulson. He has retired the last 6 hitters he's faced. Stretch time at Winter Field, 9-0 Rafters, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball, 9-0 over the Lakeshore Chinooks post-stretch here at historic Winter Field. 9-1-2, do it for the third time in this ballgame. Cashel Duggar, Owen McElfatrick, and Jorge Degatti to face Ross Huffman. Andy Ockham back here with you in the Winterfield press box. Game 4 of this 5-game homestand here in the second week of July. First pitch from Huffman to Duggar, misses low for ball 1. Duggar 0-for-3, 3 groundouts in the ballgame. The 1-0, fouled straight back. Duggar back-to-back 4-3 putouts in the 4th and 5th innings, grounded out 3 unassisted in the 2nd. Rafters 9 runs on 13 hits and no errors. No runs on 2 hits and an error for Lakeshore. As the 1-1 breaking ball from Huffman misses outside. Duggar ahead, the 2-1. This one hit in the air left center field. It's going to touch down in front of Narrett and Cameron for a base hit. Duggar aboard for the first time in this ballgame. It's a leadoff single in the home half of the 7th. Owen McElfatrick has reached 4 times, and he's scored 4 times in this ballgame. First delivery home. This is outside. Owen singled in the first, hit by a pitch in the 2nd, singled in the 4th, and reached on an error to lead off the previous inning. Rafters have sent 8 to the plate 2 different times in this ballgame, and both times they've done so, they've scored three runs. The 1-0. That one, a fastball in there for a called strike to even the count. We get to the top of the eighth. 6-7-8 will be due up for Lakeshore. Schwalbach, Rossler, and Kibler. The left-hander comes set, third base side of the rubber, the 1-1. This is down in the dirt, blocked by Kibler. Count now 2 balls and a strike on the Northwestern Wildcat. McElfatrick splitting in yesterday's doubleheader, not starting the day cap, but getting the nod out of the 7 spot, going hitless at second base last night. The 2-1. That one on the outside corner from Huffman is called a strike. Scotty on deck, Arroyo to follow. That hit from Duggar, number 14 of the contest for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2. This is outside in the left-handed batter's box. McElfatrick has worked a full count. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Duggar on first being held on by Schwalbach. The 3-2 delivery home from Ross Huffman. This one shot in the air center field and tagged. Cameron back out in front of the warning track, though, as this fly ball just dies down and is caught for the first out of the inning. Jorge Degatti, 3-for-4 in the ballgame. First time he was retired was a frame ago on a ground out to the shortstop, Gabe Rossler. Degatti singled and scored back in the first. Another base hit in the second and had an infield knock and later touched home in the fourth. First pitch from the left-hander will have to wait. It's a pickoff move to give a look over to first base. Swing and a miss from Degatti on this first delivery from Huffman. Count begins 0-1. Rafters in this ballgame had 4 hits in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 4 in the fourth, and 3 a frame ago. The 0-1. Missing low and away, count evens on the Rafter right fielder. Degatti, 1 homer this season. That came in lacrosse back at Copeland Park on Monday, June 10th. It was an opposite field shot to lead off an inning. He led off the third inning in that one with a double off the wall, led off the fifth by getting it over. 1-1, swung on and missed down in the dirt. Count now a ball and 2 strikes on Jorge. After Arroyo in the on-deck circle to be Max McGuire. The 2 hits for Lakeshore coming in the 4th and 5th innings. A bunt single from Griffin Cameron. And a leadoff single from Joey Narrett in the 5th. The 1-2 from Huffman. This one hit in the air the other way. That one will end up near the Lakeshore bullpen in foul territory down the right field line. Another 1-2 here in this battle between Ross Huffman and Jorge Degatti. Raptors in pursuit of their 21st win of the season and to get above 500 here in the second half. Breaking ball from Huffman misses the back door. Count evens 2-2. Degatti looking for a 4-hit game as well. This could be his last chance at the dish here tonight. The payoff. Degatti hits this one in the air right field. Playable for Hennings, camped underneath. He makes the grab. 2 down here in the 7th. Chris Arroyo has been productive in his 4 plate appearances today. 1-for-1 in his 4 trips. Through a 6-pitch walk and scored in the 1st, a sack fly he had in the 2nd. RBI single in the 4th, and through a 6-pitch walk and scored an inning ago. Arroyo playing in his 8th game with the team, entering tonight 9-for-28, bringing a 3.21 average in. He's collected a hit now in all but 1 game. First pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner called a strike. The lone game where Arroyo did not collect a hit was here at home on Monday against Wausau. The 4-2 loss, he went 0-for-6 with a run scored. He did get on via a hit by pitch in that game. The 1. Off speed again, this one off the end of the bat, fouled into the Rafter dugout. Heads up Jack Matthew and friends down the line. Count quickly 0-2 here on the left fielder. Leadoff single from Cashel Duggar in this inning. Other than that, a lineout from Mac O'Fatrick and a flyout from Degatti. Hoffman looking to work a scoreless bottom half of the seventh frame. The 0-2 home. Duggar stays put. This one, blooper in the air, right field. Henning giving chase near the line. He flags it down. Connor Henning makes the grab to retire the side. Facing just one over the minimum here is Ross Huffman, giving up a leadoff single to Cashel Duggar. Other than that, nothing else cooking for Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters 9, Chinooks nothing. We head at the top of the eighth right here from historic Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been...
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top eight here in Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters lead it 9-0. First pitch to Mason Schwalbach from Nick Paulson misses outside for ball one. No runs on two hits and an error for Lakeshore. 9 runs on 14 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch. This one hit through the hole on the right side of the infield and through into right for a base hit. First hit for Lakeshore since the leadoff single from Joey Narrett back in the top of the fifth inning. Andy Ockham back here in the broadcast booth on WFHR. This is game 44 of our 70-game slate for Rafter baseball this summer. 15th season for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, 31st season for the Northwoods League. Gabe Rossler 0-for-2 in the ballgame, the right-handed hitting shortstop, popped out to second in the third, flew out to right field to end the fifth inning. First pitch from Paulson to him, misses outside. It's Dom Kibler on deck, Connor Hennings to follow. Paulson comes set, middle of the rubber, the 1-0. That fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Matthew Hurd, the start today for the Rafters, a huge outing for the right-hander after he was only able to face two hitters in his first start ever with Wisconsin Rapids on Sunday. 5 shutout frames of two-hit ball today against the Chinooks, as it's now 3-0 on Rossler, that 2-0 pitch missing low and away. No walks either for Hurd. He punched out 7 on 66 pitches. The 3-0 misses down in the dirt for ball four. Rossler aboard for the first time tonight. The 4-pitch free pass puts runners on first and second with nobody away. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming from out of town to see the team is none other than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Cashel Duggar jogging out to the mound, giving a quick pep talk to Nick Paulson prior to getting on the rubber to face Dom Kibler, the lone all-star selection from the Lakeshore Chinooks. That ballot coming out today, a couple of Madison Mallards made the game, that being Blake Guerin and Jake Schaffner. Six different Wausau Woodchucks were selected, just to go through some of the Great Lakes West. Henry Chabot getting a nod as well, one of the top pitchers in the league coming from the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch to the Kent State product, Dom Kibler misses high for ball one. Out on first, Rossler, Schwalbach on second. The 1-0. That one misses low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, the count here on the new Berlin, Wisconsin native. We'll see where the next move is out in the Raptor bullpen. Evan Palmer's been the late inning guy within the last couple of weeks, despite there not really being a safe situation to go after. The 2-0 pitch on the outside corner called a strike. Rapids building a nice 9-run lead. This was the same score that Lakeshore defeated the Raptors nearly a month ago, Saturday the 15th, in the second meeting between the two teams this summer, the first here at Winterfield. 2-1 pitch hit on the ground, right side, McGuire, the first baseman, gloves. The only throw is to second, that is in time. It is a 3-6 fielder's choice for the first out of the inning. Kibler on first, advancing to third is Schwalbach, taking off the bases there is Rossler. Connor Henning's out of the 9 spot, hitting from the right side is 0-2 tonight. Struck out in innings 3 and 6. Paulson a chance to potentially produce an inning-ending double play if he can have Henning hit into a ground ball here. Have a quick conversation between one of the members of the Lakeshore coaching staff and the third base umpire, Jordan Alfonso. Quick conversation, Alfonso making the jog back to the third base bag, and we'll resume play here for the University of Iowa Hawkeye to step into the batter's box for the third time today. When we get to the home half of the eighth, the Raptors will bring the 4, 5, 6 spots to the table. McGuire, Matthew, and Teal. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting Hennings is on the inside corner for a called strike. Top of the order, Griffin Cameron in the on-deck circle. The 0-1. This one hit high in the air, deep left field, forget about it. Connor Hennings knew it was gone right away. It's his second home run of the season, and the shutout has been broken. 9-2 the score here at Winterfield. A 2-run shot actually missed the runner being called out on first base. Called interference on Rossler sliding into second. 392 feet off the bat aside out of Hennings there, 92 off the bat. I feel like that was a call that at least I wasn't made aware of up here. That double play took Kibler off the bases. The first pitch back to the top of the order, Griffin Cameron misses for ball one. Fourth hit of the ball game, a big blast for Connor Hennings. The 1-0. This is away. Raptors still holding a nice lead, but assuming Paulson can get the third out here in this frame, they'll need to find a way to collect the final six outs in this ball game. 2-0. That one, a fastball on the outside corner, that's called a strike. The Chinooks got 74 pitches from Matthew Lopez, their starter tonight, and 63 and 3 1/3 from Ross Huffman out of the bullpen. 2-1 pitch to Cameron, fouled away down the left field side. Cameron, 1-for-3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first. Bunted his way aboard in the fourth. First hit of the night for Lakeshore. And his last time up, flew out to Aiden Teal in center field back in the sixth. The 2-2 home to Canning. That one missing behind Cameron. Having to duck out of the way of that one. It ends up in the glove. A casual dugger, but the count is now full. The 2-2 count now full. The payoff. This one fouled back just near the rafter dugout. Cameron, a Kentucky Wildcat from Lexington, staying in his hometown to play some Division I baseball. That's pretty cool. Not every day do you see that, or do you get the opportunity to do that. It's the 2-2. And on the hands, grounded up the middle, and that's through. It is a multi-hit game for Griffin Cameron. Two-out single, 9-2 Raptors here in the eighth. Ethan Hindle out of the two spot, playing third for Lakeshore today, is 0-for-3. Struck out in innings 1-4. Last time up, he popped out to Owen McElfatrick at second base to end the sixth inning against Paulson. That was the scoreless inning Nick worked to begin his time on the hill today. First pitch to Hindle, a fastball top of the zone from Paulson, that's called a strike. On deck is Brady Council, Joey Narrett to follow. The 0-1, runner takes off for second, this one misses down low. Duggar's throw down, not in time. That was on the money, but just beating it down there was Cameron. Count evens 1-1, a runner on second with two away here in the top of the eighth. Count even 1-1. This one hit in the air right field. Tagadi giving chase near the line. It appears to stay in the field of play, and it will, to make the grab and retire the side. Two runs off the bat of Connor Hennings, a two-run shot, his second of the season, makes it 9-2. We head to the home half right here from Winterfield on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI. Administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live next week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Max McGuire fouls off the first pitch of this home half of the eighth inning. Foul down the right field line against the new pitcher in the ballgame for Lakeshore, Alex Redmond. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away. 9-2 the score. Rafters leading the Chinooks. 9 runs on 14 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs on 5 hits and an error for Lakeshore. Andy Ockham back up here in the broadcast booth. Yet another day for Rafter baseball here this summer. The 1-1.